And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody will be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around?
Well, greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy, and I'm joining you live right now on WWCR Live on the 16th day of the month of June. And then, well, let's make it the 15th day here. We'll be in the 16th here very shortly. But we're live on WWCR, the transmitting Jewel of the South. Call a friend and tell them that the Shepherd's Call is on the air. We're going to get into a very informative, and we do believe timely, message for the evening. So you don't want to miss it. We're going into the decline, engineered decline, of America. And you say, well, Pastor Buddy, America is a great superpower. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about that, and we're going to give you some facts that may surprise you. By the time that the Roman Empire died in 476, which is exactly 1,300 years prior to the forming of our republic, which has now become a socialist democrat nation, democratic nation, and the word democrat comes from the root word in the Latin of, right out of Rome, of demons. Ladies and gentlemen, few noticed when Rome died. Few cared. And few stood up to do anything about it. If you look at America today, exactly the same events that collapsed the Roman Empire accelerated within our borders in the early part of the 21st century. Now I'm going to give you an interesting book that I have read that you might want to take notice of. This book is about the history of the fall of the Roman Empire by Peter Heather, and it examines the exact cause of Rome's death. Listen to me. He said that the Romans were deeply embroiled with war in the East. The Persian Empire, Emperor Valens was forced to admit Gothic hordes and incorporated into the nation of Rome, and all went well until food supplies ran short and tempers flared, and from the Gothic War until the fall of Rome, continuous pressure from the Huns forced more barbarians into the empire. Eventually, the immigrants grew more powerful than the existing Roman authority. Two major conditions, therefore, caused the loss of Rome. They allowed uncontrolled, hostile immigration to dissolve the fabric of their civilization. In other words, when they began to miscegenate and to allow the immigration laws to become lax, the immigrants grew more powerful while exercising their own character and retaining their own cultures. They did not adapt to the Roman ways. Second, vast blocks of once Roman land became foreign held, and even the Roman population, once outnumbered, was no match for hostile immigrants, and the Romans themselves were forced to miscegenate or flee the conditions that caused the fall. Now, let's go to the situation at the Rio Grande. It mirrors the Roman Empire at the Danube River in 350 A.D. The Romans failed their country by not stopping the immigrants. As we can see now, nightly, tens of thousands of illegal aliens swimming or wading across America's Rio Grande on the border of Mexico. Now let's fast forward to today, 2008. Well over 46.5 million foreign-born legal immigrants live in our country. And this number exceeds 2.5 times the 13.5 million that came to America in 1910. Since 1964, immigrants and their children have driven population growth in the United States from 194 million to well over 300 million, and that's an addition of 180 million people in less than 40 years. So it's not internally bred, it's the immigration. From January 2000 to March 2005, a whopping 8.9 million illegal immigrants settled into the United States, and over half of those arrived as illegals and became legal. In other words, they got them a green card, and guess what they done? Well, they invited grandma and grandpa and pappy and mammy and the rest of the family over, and of course they went right into the welfare system. And according to Dr. Stephen Camarata, immigrants at the middle of the decade, December 2005, amounted to 31% of adult immigrants, and they lack high school diplomas. They're illiterate, and they head households and utilize a whopping 29% on dependent welfare programs that are paid for by the working class of American citizens. The average illegal alien household head costs U.S. taxpayers, oh my, $2,700 in welfare benefits annually, over and above any taxes that he or she does not pay. The poverty rate of immigrants and their children stands at 18.4%, which is 57% higher than American citizens. Immigrants and their children account for 1 in 4 persons living in poverty, and 1/3 of immigrants lack health insurance, which accounts for millions now visiting our hospitals in the ER wards at taxpayers' expense as mandated by the federal government. Can't turn them away, ladies and gentlemen. Now, as the educational level drops and the flunk-out rate of 65% of illegal alien students in Denver public schools as of May 2005, it illustrates our national crisis. The low educational attainment of immigrants results in low wages that causes millions of them to tap into the welfare programs, crime, drugs, anchor babies, and resilient and in the wheel as it turns to public assistance. They bring as much of their rituals as female genital mutilation of baby girls, horse tripping from Mexican charros, cockfighting, dogfighting, santera from African immigrants, which is beheading animals for sacrifice, and the disease of our nation, which at one time was next to none, is now approaching overwhelming the medical system, as immigrants brought us over 16,000 cases of tuberculosis in the past 1 year, which spreads across our country. They arrived with 7,000 cases of leprosy. They carry thousands of cases of hepatitis A. And this is only the tip of the disease imported into this country by illegal aliens that are now taxing our medical establishment. And the welfare system of America has turned into a churning, revolving door for illegal immigrants, where American workers that are deserving are now being frowned upon for applying, as the immigrants are favored over the people that deserve for the system as it was set up. Something is wrong, ladies and gentlemen, with the current rate that we are now. Let me give you a sobering, if not terrifying, focus. Texas adds 12 million people by the year 2025. Now, this is Texas. They're going to increase illegal immigrants by 12 million. California will add 25 million. Arizona will add 4 million. Colorado will add 4 to 6 million. And the one thing that these states lack is a tax base to draw from because of the declining, shrinking middle class that is paying over 80% of the tax burden, along with the loss of natural resources such as water. Now California and states in the West are literally burning because of the lack of moisture or for water in the reservoirs or their tributaries, as the depletion eventually forces citizens to consciously focus and to consider relocation. Therefore, the flight, it's called fright flight, as the locals begin to flee out of the areas where the immigrants come into, we have a crisis that reminds us of Rome. The United States of America will add 300 million in just mid-century. 300 more million, ladies and gentlemen. Now, 370 million plus 300 million, and these are very conservative figures, by the way. And so then we are headed for certain disaster, just like Rome. And someone is purposely engineering, because they've done nothing to stop. The government is well aware of what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. And your politicians that are running for office right now, Mr. McCain, who has voted for every immigration bill that's ever been presented, he and Mr. Kennedy, the liberals, here's a self-styled conservative voting with the most of the liberals and to bring in about lax laws to bring in instead of forcing the illegals to return from whence they came. We're going down the engineered path of self-destruction, and there's no end in sight. Ladies and gentlemen, if we add another 300 million just past mid-century, the world expands from 6.4 billion to a predicted low of $7.9 billion or a high of $9.8 billion by 2050. Now you see why Pastor Buddy is forecasting a war. With the engineered decline of those who are in charge. Well, who's in charge with the decline and the fall of America? Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to cite you some statistics that will bear out Pastor Buddy's message tonight that George Bush, in the remaining 8 months, has proven himself worse than the emperor, the Valens, and Congress is Bush's main accomplice over the 8 years that he's been in office. Together, they make Nero look brilliant. For the past 40 years, Ted Kennedy and the 1965 Immigration Reform Act, it Katrina-ized our demise by opening the floodgates. Bush aims to delodge Mexico into America by destroying our border sovereignty, much like the Roman games that killed over 1 million men at the Colosseum for sport. Bush distracts us with war games in Iraq and Afghanistan, and he rules by fear instead of reason. Through mass distraction, he's broken our financial system with outrageous debt. He's exported our jobs to Canada and to India. And he's broken most of the U.S. Constitution into pieces worse, far worse, than Humpty Dumpty could ever hope to put back together again. Ladies and gentlemen, the next president, we got two choices, looks like. Mr. McCain, who is a liberal when it comes to immigration. They're going to continue the influx to a high rate until where we're going to swell to over 500 million people real soon. And ladies and gentlemen, that demands that the United States decline into third world status. Well, that's what the engineer's all about. Well, we have Mr. Obama, which is done making these liberal predictions, oh my, while promising a few of these immigrants more aid and assistance as he promises the middle class a tax break of $1,000 a year. Ladies and gentlemen, that won't offset the $8,000 a year that it takes to maintain the great influx of the immigration that he or Mr. McCain, either one, so we don't have a choice. Our borders are not sealed. They have no intention of sealing. And if you shoot one of the immigrants coming across, whether he's carrying drugs or he's a convicted drug dealer, we have on record two of our immigration officers that are now serving up to 12 years apiece for wounding a known drug agent for fleeing in flight away from them with drugs. Ladies and gentlemen, something's wrong in America. And what's wrong is America is being conducted through a planned decline. We're living in historic times because the Bible talked about it. Waves of the sea roaring, men running to and fro seeking rest. Look at the flight. Now we are paying the price at the pumps to support big oil, which have reaped literally billions of dollars under the Bush regime. It's all on Mr. Bush's 8 years, ladies and gentlemen. That gasoline has gone from $1.50 to $5 to $6 before it stops, and where it stops, no one knows. We are witnessing an end of an American era. Sad to say, whether by chance or by the unfathomable law of destiny, with the demise of the Soviet Union, we were handed the mantle of the planet's dominant power. We were given a chance to lift up the world's oppressed peoples, as we promised, and to strike down acts of aggression and to banish hunger, genocide, and disease, and to end planetary dependence on poisonous fossil fuels, and to spread the wealth and close the gap between poverty and affluence. What have we done with this awesome power? We have consolidated capital gain in the hands of the large corporations who need it least. We have ignored genocide around the world, including Africa, as it goes on today, while intervening in the Balkans, entering a civil war on the false pretext of genocide, and we have promised unlimited resources to fight AIDS, that's a joke, starvation and disease, and while compromising our generosity by tying aid to free trade agreements, acceptance of genetically modified foods placed now upon the food shelves for the population to eat, contaminated foods, now that we are afraid to go to the grocery store and purchase because we don't know whether the fruits and vegetables contain salmonella or some deadly E. coli or virus or all of the above. And so then we become a nation of people that are fleeing into the organic food markets. Organic food has risen 300% in the last 2 years. And do you know why? People are paying high prices for what they hope to be better food. But are we getting better food just because it says it's organic? Is it really? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we will get the rest of the story as time goes on, and then we have been, I believe, hoodwinked. So the best bet is to grow your own food and know what you put on it. But most people live in cities, and that's impossible. And so we try to do the best we can, and yet disease is rampant. Vaccinations are increasing, along with viruses. Tuberculosis has made a comeback. I just mentioned that. And we are in dire straits. We don't have antibiotics that will resist this certain strand of tuberculosis. Pneumonia's made a comeback. Measles, whooping cough, the old diseases, although we've had inoculations, is now on the increase, ladies and gentlemen. And we are at the point where we are America's endangered species. America. Right here in America. Because of a congressional-sponsored insourcing, offshoring, outsourcing, along with FTAA and CAFTA and NAFTA, known as NAFTA, which is free trade agreements between Mexico and the United States and Canada, and other corporate tools, Americans find themselves joining the race not to the top, but to the bottom. In William Norman Grigg, editor of The New American, wrote a laser-piercing book, and I suggest everyone that is interested in our country read it, America's Engineered Decline. Even as our nation exports jobs, not goods, but jobs that once opened the door to the middle class, we are now importing waves of unskilled immigrants, including millions of illegals. No longer our protector is our political elite schemes to merge our country with other nations of this hemisphere into a continent-spanning socialist megastate modeled to compete after the European Union. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a quagmire. America could stand on its own, but instead of that, we're opening our borders and becoming quickly a socialist state modeled after the Soviet Union. Ladies and gentlemen, we know what those that ran the Soviet Union, we know what they did to the Soviet Union. Look at her. And they're doing it to America, as Mr. Khrushchev said. And some of our congressmen have spoken out in like manner to find themselves undergoing a media slur campaign by the socialist media of the United States of America, which under Clinton and Bush, the last 16 years, ladies and gentlemen, we had dissent in the Vietnam War. It caused America to pull out because so many were against it. Now, we do not see the body bags coming back. We don't see the flag-draped caskets. We don't know the real number of casualties that we're sustaining in Iraq. And as I speak, we are now making preparations for permanent, I said permanent, not withdrawal, as they promise. Mr. Obama has promised that he will withdraw the troops in Iraq, and yet the government is going full speed ahead with hardening the permanent bases, and Mr. McCain has said we could be there for the next 100 years. And ladies and gentlemen, they have no intentions of pulling out of Iraq. Iraq will be hardened for the base to launch the next invasion to the next oil-rich country next door, which is Iran. And I predict that we will be in a war if there's not a change of leadership. And I don't foresee that. Because the agenda for this engineered decline, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to be begging for food before that you will be subject to the laws that they're going to pass. Well, that's coming. Listen, as Mr. Griggs presents cognate examples why Americans sweat over their country's future. America suffers growing consequences in every sector, mirroring the corruption seen in third world countries. Instead of our Congress adhering to the Constitution, a majority march to the beat of a different drummer with a social experiment much like that of Lenin, Stalin, and Khrushchev forced upon Russia. The free trade area of the Americans' agreement will go down in the history books as the beginning of the end of America's middle class. We're basically liquidating our whole middle class, polarizing people on the two extremes, haves and have-nots, just like in Russia. And soon we will ourselves be a third world country, said Roger Chastain. And with complacency from Congress, mega corporation interest, deindustrializing the United States with every action that moves jobs overseas or imports this 21st century slave labor into America, with H-1B and H-2B and the L-1s and other visas, we're killing ourselves, laments Juris Skukoff, owner of a Wisconsin manufacturing firm. And we're being reduced from a manufacturing and high-tech economy into a service economy, he says. And if things continue the way they are, the service sector will eventually go in the same direction to third world status. Engineered as last week, listen to this, the Senate, after tens of thousands of faxes and calls to stop the extra 350,000 H-1B visas from the Senate Bill 1932, voted 84 to 14 against the American workers. We'll now enjoy not only 350,000 foreign workers taking our jobs, but we get their families too, as I have already mentioned, with the support system of the welfare system being already overtaxed. It shows you the extent of 84 senators bought off by the corporations to get cheap labor in and replace the American unions and the middle class. Grigg's book rivets readers as he exposes the underbelly of America's leaders, which means that your senator and your congressman has a growing disregard of its citizens. By offshoring jobs to China, we transfer our industrial strength to the communist giant in Beijing. Grigg exposes America's impossible debt load. We have transformed from the largest creditor nation, listen to this now, into the largest borrower in world history. Let me repeat that. It bears repeating. We've transformed as a lender nation, the largest creditor lender nation. We've wrote off the trillions of dollars of debt, especially to help Europe recover under the Marshall Plan in World War II, for those that can remember that. We've given literally billions of dollars in aids to foreign countries that are now using this money to build factories and to lure the corporations to outsource the jobs and the contracts that was largely done by the middle class of America, the working man. Therefore, the United States consumers carry $3.8 trillion debt, with the average credit card balance today exceeding $9,000 per cardholder. When you pile that on to the $9.7 trillion national debt, which is just a tip of the iceberg, it has a lump the size of a bullfrog throbbing in your throat. What happens when foreign investors raise the interest or call in the debts? Well, we're going to find out just a few short words. At some point, China may peg its yen to the more valued euro dollar, collapsing the U.S. market. Already threatened to do that. That's why that I said that America responded with her technology, ladies and gentlemen, that will create hyperinflation, the swiftest way to destroy the middle class, said Christopher Wood of Credit Linus Securities of Asia. So they already see the handwriting on the wall. They're predicting the fall of the United States. Our competition, the people that are taking our jobs, are now forecasting and jumping off or abandon the dollar and the debt load that we're carrying, national debt. And the only thing, ladies and gentlemen, that is keeping American dollar afloat is the Arab nations that agreed in 1972 to buy up the debt of America with oil dollars spent by America. And so then, the Federal Reserve, which is a independent, private-owned corporation, has no ties to the U.S. government except that they print our money and demand the interest. And a lot of men have lost their lives trying to change the system. When we observe the sobering aspects of this book and the exposing of George Bush's personal goal of dissolving America's borders, he addressed a Hispanic rally in 2001 saying, "We want our Mexican neighbors to do well. And that's why it's so important for us to tear down barriers and walls that might separate Mexico from the United States." Quoted in this book, George Bush quoted as he addressed a Hispanic rally in 2001. It reminds you of Bill Clinton's address to the Hispanic Congress when he looked out over the Browning of the congregation and said, "You are my ideal of what a future America should look like." Well, that's what brought the fall of Rome, because of the immigration standards the country began to accept. Other people into the country. And this proved to become a social upheaval, ladies and gentlemen, and it brought down in 476, 1,300 years before the formation in 1776 of the Republic, which turned into a democratic experiment of Marxism. What are we going to do when we observe the social and government experiment of Marxism that is forced upon the Russian people as well as China? We might ask ourselves, what is our fate from the extreme socialist experiment of the same people that engineered the overthrow of those two nations and bringing it to a socialist state, when we have the same people now whispering in the ear of our president and our strong lobbyists as they buy the votes of our congressmen to bring in a social fate upon America? Social upheaval. It's a remarkable antiseptic term to describe the loss of our national identity. The importation of M3-13 gang criminals by the thousands. The importation of welfare parasites. Depression of our labor markets. And the exportation of our manufacturing capacity. Greg said, "We'll suffer the downward trend of our living standard with that till it becomes with that of Mexico. This is the price of a unified world." Ladies and gentlemen, for anyone that's ever traveled in a third world country, you can say unequivocally that we cannot and will not harmonize with Mexico or Central America's uneducated, poverty-stricken, endless growing, and unskilled masses, just like Rome was forced into social upheavals that brought down, literally, as Khrushchev said, "We will destroy America from within." That's a direct quote, ladies and gentlemen, from a socialized believer in socialism, communist socialism. And you would be surprised of the conservative Americans in America supporting that form of government without really knowing they're doing it. They're supporting a group of people that they believe are good people, and in reality, they are bringing America into the clutches of a third world misery. As immigrants invade our vanishing borders, America's middle class will not see one benefit, social, mentally, psychologically, or spiritually. On the downside, they will be brought down to the corruption level and the poverty state of a third world country. So America is being engineered into third world status. It's no place for us to go, ladies and gentlemen. There was no place for the great Roman Empire. She fell by the wayside and become the third victim of the Babylonian prophecy to fall. There is one more prophesied failure of Babylon. And ladies and gentlemen, that Babylonian system is now emerging in the heartland of America. So the organized effort to destroy our civilization requires an organized opposition, Greg said in his book. The book exposes America's leaders and political elites ready to sacrifice America's past, present, and future in an experiment in socialism that has failed miserably in every country on the planet. Will we survive this experiment? Look around you in Los Angeles, California. You'll see the consequences already paying out. Notice the riots in France last week by Muslim immigrants who came legally. Just think what's happening to us, veil illegal aliens piling up everywhere in the United States, with each of our cities, one by one, becomes a social degrade into the chaos and misery of a third world invasion brought to us in a planned social engineered destruction of America. For eye-opening monthly information, it is suggested that you can subscribe to the New American Magazine at www.thenewamerican.com, where you can obtain a copy of Mr. Griggs' book. He offers dramatic methods for pulling out of this invasion. Many are like the ones that our Congress who spoke out have been advocating. Mr. Ron Paul was one. Several more that spoke out and suffering the consequences. The roots of violence are wealth without work, pleasure without conscience, knowledge without character, commerce without morality, science without humanity, worship without sacrifice, and politics without principles. Brought to you courtesy of an Indian sage named Gandhi. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the midst of a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. We're on the verge of becoming a third world country simply because we have stood by and watched America's engineered decline. Helpless? You called your congressman. It didn't do any good. You ask the president, and it didn't do any good. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there is a scripture in the Bible that I would like to quote you tonight, and it's found over in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. It's an often quoted scripture, so much that a lot of times it falls on deaf ears. But if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I, the Creator, will hear from heaven and heal the land. Ladies and gentlemen, there is prayers now that are going up from the lips of Americans who have lived and loved this country dearly, praying for the leaders to wake up, praying for our nation to stabilize, praying for our moral values. California just legalized marriage between male and male and female and female. It's the second nation or second state within the nation to do so. Massachusetts, the liberal state of Mr. Kennedy, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, was the first. California has now chosen to follow. And now we have the Supreme Court in favor. We have a liberalized socialist standard of people who are hell-bent on developing another Sodom and Gomorrah. Rome became demoralized. She became a victim of immigration, of people with social standards far below that of Rome. And when the Roman citizens failed to direct their own state and nation and tend to its affairs, as they become fat and waxed rich and was in need of nothing. And ladies and gentlemen, now the baby boom generation is now ready to retire. And it's a good time for the system that guaranteed them a 401k retirement with Social Security. It'd be a good time to pull the plug. And somebody would laugh all the way to the bank with all of those billions and trillions of dollars that's been paid in by a generation of baby boomers for the last 40 years. And I predict, ladies and gentlemen, that most of them will not see any benefits within a few years of time. Well, Pastor Buddy, you say, is there hope for America? Yes. Mr. George Washington, I refer you to his vision that is supposed to be authentic. It's been around for quite a while, and I think it would be worth the interest of those who are really interested in our country and its direction to see what Mr. Washington forecast. I would suggest that you would buy a copy of Morals and Dogmas by Mr. Albert Pike, your Masonic Socialist Order of the Luciferians, and see what he projected for America's decline, as this nation must give way. We must surrender our morals, our character, as Gandhi said, to give up all these things that has kept America great, to bring it to the third world status to which those who are driving the ship. And ladies and gentlemen, evil men have crept in unaware to direct the direction of our country. And I call on men and women that know the worth of the prayers on their knees to turn in the last days to Yahweh and to call upon His name and to return to the old path. And then we can come back to Deuteronomy chapter 28. And we can truly say, for those who have returned to the old path to worship Yahweh and to call upon Him in the time of trouble, that He made us a definite statement: call upon Me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, saith Yahweh. Yahweh's coming, ladies and gentlemen. And He's coming back after a people that's kept the faith. Don't give up. Don't despair. Get on your knees and pray. Yahweh, to raise up men and women in the country. There's more than you think, ladies and gentlemen. Elijah found out that there were quite a few people who had not bowed the knee to Baal. There are plenty of the circumcised hearts that love this country and are going to stand in the last days and call upon Yahweh and ask Him for deliverers to come and set the captives free. Yes, we're going into hard times. I predicted that, and it's called in Jeremiah chapter 30, for verse 7. I would like for you to turn there and write this down, or if you can, turn there now. As we hurry along, and we're going to wrap this up tonight on the message, the decline, engineered decline of America. Engineered decline of America. Someone purposely driving this great nation, this great ship of Zion, the promise of liberty and freedom and justice, into a socialist state of terror, an armed camp, concentration camps. We have more concentration camps built and staffed tonight than any nation upon the planet. We have the largest welfare system known to man. We have a declining work class of middle class workers supporting the system. It's designed to shipwreck it and bring it down to third world status, so that the evil can rule this great, powerful nation. It's the envy of the world, ladies and gentlemen. And as our proud symbol, the eagle, is now being plucked of its glory. And yet Yahweh said that if we would repent and turn from our wicked ways and pray and seek His face, that He would hear from heaven. And ladies and gentlemen, without that, America will become subject to the engineered decline of a great nation just like Rome. And I've compared her to America. We're on the same path. There's 1,300 years difference between the two. The conception of America was 1776. And the decline of Rome was 476. But let it be known, the 1,300 years marks the 13 nations, or the 13 tribes, as I like to call her, as a covenant people, that if we will turn back to Yahweh, He'll hear from heaven and heal the land. And I pray everywhere tonight that you're hearing Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call, that you'll say a special prayer and remember America. Remember her, because she needs our help. And don't stand idly by and be lured to sleep by socialist promises, as they promise you liberty to bring you to captivity, just like they did in Soviet Russia. Go to Russia and look at the standard of the average person. It is the elite that are rich and powerful in Russia, and they're going to keep it that way. Russia used to be, under the czars, a glorious nation of people with a government run by the people. And now it is a communist state with a few that sits at the top, supported by a class of people that are living in filth and poverty. It's sickening to go to Russia and look and see what's happening. It's sick to go to communist China and see the misery that the governments have imposed upon their people. And we are headed in that direction unless we stop. Well, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you've enjoyed and you take it seriously of what Pastor Buddy is warning you. He always said He'd send you prophets, and they would warn you, but you wouldn't listen. And I hope tonight someone has listened. If you've listened and you would like to support my message and our cause, you can call me at area code 423 626-2172. If you've never called me and you'd like to, call me up and say, Pastor Buddy, I agree with you 100%. America needs our prayers, needs our support. We need to come together and stand in the gap and make up the hedge. Call me at area code 423-626-2172. If you'd like to write me and send me donations to keep the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy on there, we need your help. We're in a critical time, and we need you to hold up a light to the people of America until it gets so dark that the light will shine so bright. Ladies and gentlemen, the darker it gets, the more that the light will shine. So hold the candle, because she's going to be a beacon of light, like a searchlight of truth, shining into the hearts of men in the last days. You can write me tonight. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284 in New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip is 37824. You can call my sponsor, Dr. Gary, tonight at 1-877-289-7439 for more information concerning what Pastor Buddy has brought you tonight. If you'd like to have information on STEM Tech, call my good friend, Brother Paul, at 1-800-253-2748. And ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to announce we will be in fellowship at Pentecost in the month of August, 1 and 2, first day of August, and the second day. We will give you time and location for that meeting, and we hope to see you there as we gather around for Pentecost. We had a great time in Passover. We're still rejoicing and fellowshipping. Miss Linda has got the videos, and Brother Bob has got the editing almost done. And so there will be a great time for you to see what we did at the Passover, where we had a great, glorious meeting. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll see you on down the line next Friday night with a Scotsman right out of Michigan. We're going to be with you next Friday night on WWRB 3.185 around the world, with Brother Randall and myself on Friday night with hard-hitting evidence of what's going on in the world. You can hear me next Saturday night on WWRB 3.185 at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Then I'll be back with you next Sunday night on WWCR around the world. Yahweh bless you.